Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my car this week. On this episode, we're going to be talking about when two or three business partners quit. Stay tuned. All right. What's going on, guys? This week, I will be sharing the information with you from my car. So please stay tuned. Don't forget that I have the free masterclass going right now, the series. So make sure you register for a free class with the link on the screen, olatalks.com/mastermind. So I have this email that came in here. I have my laptop right here with you. So I'm chilling right now, and I just want to make sure I'm still delivering value for you as I'm on the road this week. The question goes, I have three business partners, and two of them are not productive, and I'm finding it hard to find someone. I seriously need some help. What would you advise? That's a fantastic question, and it's a question that will come up over and over again. If I could just collect a dollar for every single time I get that question. Honestly, it's just a very common question. But thank God, this video is something I can share with anybody at any point in time. Now, the underlining question here is not even any of these words, okay? You have three business partners. Two of them are not productive. Can you really call somebody that's not productive a business partner? Okay? So typically, when a network marketer joins a business, you were told maybe three people, we're bringing three people, that's nine people, and then we're bringing another three, that's 27 people. And then when you get to your 11th level, you'll be making tons of money, residual income, money will start flying in, you become a millionaire. And you and I are probably aware now that it's not going to work out that way, right? And for good reason, okay? For good reason. And actually, that's a blessing, and I want to share that with you. First of all, you need to understand that it depends on the source of traffic, obviously, the source of leads that you're generating to build the business. But typically when people ask that question, it's because they're brand new, they started with their family and friends, and they're expecting that everybody that they talk to would join the business. And worse is that they're expecting that everyone that joins the business will actually work the business. But again, you and I were clear by now, if you're watching this video, that it doesn't work out that way. And now you're looking for a better way to build your business. You know, you want to bring in people that will actually do the business. I hate to break it to you like this. It doesn't matter what traffic source. An average person that joins network marketing will not work the business. It's just what it is. But again, that's a blessing for you and I, because you and I were determined that any business venture we get into, we're going to work it, okay? As opposed to expecting it to work, we're actually going to work it, okay? So that's one of the misconceptions in entrepreneurship. People say, that doesn't work, right? They say, that doesn't work. When you say, that doesn't work, well, the truth of the matter is that nothing works by itself. We have to work it. The car I'm sitting down in right now does not start driving around, even though, yeah, maybe somewhere in the future we'll have robot cars walking around, but they still need to be operated somehow, some way, okay? So as long as you're working it to work. So now back to the question, why is it that you have two people out of every business partners you recruit or sponsor into network marketing will quit on you? Why is it that? It is just that way. Okay, chances are two out of every three things you've started in the past, you've quitted on it too. There's a chance, not everyone, but there's a chance that's the case. And congratulations to you if you're not one of those. If you're just everything you start, you finish it, right? You go all the way to success, you finish it. If that's you, congratulations to you. But newsflash, most people are not like that. Most people will start things and they will not end it. And that's why you don't want to prejudge people, because you just never know what's going to take your business all the way through to the end. I have quite a few things that I'm running right now, and quite a few of them have leaders in them, and these leaders are producing. I was just talking to one of my buddies here, one of my business partners here, and I was asking him, do you have any leaders popping in your team? And he said, quite a few are producing here and there, but not consistently. And again, that's the thing. This is a person that I've recruited probably over 1,000 people into the same deal, right? and they're yet to find one person to be building consistently, okay? But also, this person is doing $15,000, $20,000 per month, okay? So the ultimate goal for you is you want to build a profitable business. Does that make sense? You want to build a profitable business. The ultimate goal is not necessarily that everyone you recruit into the business will produce at the level you want them to be. Again, this is not the real problem. The real problem is not that two people are quitting out of every three. The real problem is that you're not able to build your business to profit in spite of that. So what I just told you is that two out of three people given will always be that way. And the reason why that's a blessing is because that's what leaves room for people like you and I, the top 3% people, right? That's what leaves room for us to make so much money, because most people will quit. Okay, somebody has to push them up, somebody has to quit, somebody has to go back to a regular day job, and that's what makes the economy work the way it works. Okay, now in spite of that, you and I were determined to not quit, and that's what leaves you so much room. There's always room at the top, because an average person will quit on everything they start, including your network marketing business. Does that make sense? An average person will quit. An average person is not the top 3%. An average person is in the bottom 97% of human mankind population. It's the same thing in entrepreneurship. It's the same thing in network marketing. There's nothing special about that statistics. It's everywhere. It's the same thing in relationships. It's the same thing when it comes to men out here and how to know how to keep a relationship. The top 3% is not the average person. But you and I, we belong in the top 3%. So there's obviously something that we need to learn about how the top 3% people behave. The first key here is to realize that statistics is across board, okay? Two out of three people will quit on the business, okay? So how do you get through that? The way you get through that is you want a pipeline, okay? You want a pipeline of leads and prospects, of people that are always coming in to inquire for more information about your business opportunity. People that are always coming in watching your business presentation, and your expectation should be that everybody that's exposed to your business presentation, there's only about, from every 100, probably only about 3 to 5 will join. Okay, so note that only from every 100, only 3 to 5 will join. And that's also depending on how much you're selling your business opportunity for, what kind of sales funnel they're coming through, how much does it cost on the front end. That's dependent on that, right? So I'm just giving you a ballpark number in general. The key thing is not the exact number. The key thing is to know that not everybody belongs in your business. As a matter of fact, an average person will join your business. I mean, an average person that's exposed to your business presentation will not join. Now, from everybody that joins, let's say I'm telling you right now, from every 3 people that join, you expect that 2 will not produce, okay? Why? It's not your fault. It's not even their fault. It's just the way the world works, okay? People have so much going on in their life. And as good as your business opportunity may sound to you, just understand that it's not always, even if it makes complete sense and everything, it's not always going to... It's not always going to add up. It's not always going to completely make sense to them. Even if it makes sense to them, life is going to happen. That lighting is bad, so I'm going to have to close that. I was hoping I would get a better lighting, right? It's not always going to add up, or maybe they see something better. Maybe they're just in the market shopping for business opportunity. It's not always going to be 100% complete that everyone that joins will just continue to produce. Now, what you want to do is you want to make the resources available for them to produce. You want to make that available for them. For example, generating leads, training on how to generate leads. You want to make that readily available for your team members so that those ones that are ready to take off have the right resources at the right time. Okay? But even in spite of that, let's not deceive ourselves. Not everyone will produce. Your job is to have a pipeline of people always coming in so that when people come in and they're ready to produce, you're there to help them stop producing, okay? That's your responsibility. You're there to help them start producing. So when you say 2 out of 3 business partners are not productive and you're finding it hard to find someone,
It's because you're focused on getting the people that aren't productive to become productive. You're focused on changing people as opposed to focus on filling your pipeline. You're not in the business of changing people. You're not in the business. You're in the business of producing. Okay? And also, the other thing I want to leave with you here is being an example. Okay? If you are recruiting just 3 people and you expect them to produce, guess what's going to happen? Those 3 people are now watching you not producing. So if you're not producing, you're setting an example. So your 3 people will not produce. So the best way to get 3 people to produce, if you have a chance at all, is to start producing. Okay? Because the only reason why you're complaining about these 3 people not producing is because you're not producing. Because if you were busy bringing 3 new people in every day, 3 new people in every week, right? You would not have time to see the person that's not producing. They'll be watching you speeding off, ticking off, and they're now asking you, what are you doing? They want to produce too because you're setting the right example. So that's the second tip I want to leave for you, okay? First thing is you want to fill your pipeline, which is production. Second tip is that set an example by filling the pipeline, producing, recruiting people and bringing people in from time to time. So that's why 2 people out of 3 of your business partners are not producing. That's why they quit. Because you're not setting an, that's the ultimate reason why they quit. You're not setting an example. And also understand that the statistics are not off. You're normal. Your business is normal. 2 out of 3 people that start shit will not do it. Okay? So you just need to understand that. And the best chance you have at getting those that are producers to start producing is to start setting the examples. And that's all I have for you on this particular episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Make sure you subscribe to this channel as I release videos like this all the time. Make sure that you share this with your team members because they will obviously start producing if they hear this, right? Make sure that you give me a thumbs up if you like the training I just offered you today. And last but not least, make sure you reserve a seat in my free class. You will learn how to start producing, generating free leads, free traffic for your business, and then endless sign-ups in your business. While you're sleeping, people duplicating in your business or start producing as well. That means money start coming in even if you're not producing anymore, right? But you are actually producing because you're positioned properly, okay? All that stuff I covered in my free masterclass. Again, you can find it at olatalks.com/mastermind. That's all I have for you on this particular episode. Hopefully, again, you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.